You're listening to That's What They Say here on Michigan Public.
It appears that some of those bad or uneasy feelings we may feel in the pit of our stomach have become a pit in our stomach.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and I am joined in the studio by University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hi, Anne.
Hi.
Today we have a question from Sheila. Sheila was reading and came across this quote: "A moment's exhilaration, as if she'd won the game, followed by a cold pit in her stomach." Sheila goes on to say, "I always thought something happened in the pit of your stomach, as if you felt something very deeply. But lately, I keep reading and hearing all the time people saying they had a pit in their stomach, as if a peach pit." And I'm not sure if I've heard people say that second thing, having a pit in their stomach, but I guess it's plausible. What do you think?
Well, I started looking into this, and you can certainly find it. I also would not want to rule out that I may be able to do this myself as a speaker. I certainly can say pit of my stomach, but I may also be able to say a pit in my stomach. So, Rebecca, let's back up here. A pit is a hole in the ground or a small indentation that can be caused naturally or caused by impact. And you'll be happy to know that we used to have something called a pit of our chin.
I am happy to know that. Thank you.
It's the hollow between your lower lip and your chin. So now you have a name for that. We still have eye pits and we have armpits. And just in case you were wondering, Rebecca, armpit is the source of the pits.
Like being in the pits or calling something the pits?
Exactly. 1950s, it's the worst, comes from armpits. I was also surprised to discover that up to one's armpits, as in I'm deep into this, goes back to the late 1800s. I would have thought it was more recent than that. So the pit of one's stomach, we see this by the 1600s, and it's in reference to the upper abdomen where the stomach and the solar plexus are. And the editors of the Oxford English Dictionary note that this was often regarded as the seat of sensations associated with fear or unease. So that's where we can get feelings in the pit of our stomach. So when people say a pit in my stomach, is it the pit that's a hole or is it the pit that is the stone of a fruit? These go back to different roots. And it's an interesting question. Now, Rebecca, I know you said, I don't know if I hear that. But here's an example from Thomas Friedman, the columnist for the New York Times, May 14th, 2011. He was writing about the Arab uprisings, and he wrote, "Watching the Arab uprisings these days leaves me with a smile on my face and a pit in my stomach."
So what's the implication there? What's he trying to say with that?
Well, certainly a bad feeling, unease. Now, Mark Lieberman, who's a distinguished university professor at the University of Pennsylvania, noticed this in Friedman's column and wrote about it on the terrific blog Language Log. Friedman's use, pit in my stomach, is still the minority use, probably under about 10%. But it looks like it's on the rise. And in 2012, Friedman did it again in reference to the democratic movements in Egypt. This time he said, "A glow in your heart and a pit in your stomach." Now, this has been critiqued. A good example is from Paul Bryans at Washington State, who wrote Common Errors in English Usage. And Bryans writes, "Just as you can love someone from the bottom of your heart, you can also experience a sensation of dread in the pit or bottom of your stomach. I don't know whether people who mangle this common expression into pit in my stomach envision an ulcer, an irritating peach pit they've swallowed," and he goes on and says, "but they've got it wrong." But Rebecca, I would guess that this is actually a logical reinterpretation, which Mark Lieberman argues as well, where people are thinking about a hole or a hollow in your stomach, like a pit of despair, and that's what you're feeling, this empty pit in your stomach.
Well, when we started the segment off, I had a pit in my stomach, but you filled it with your delightful language knowledge. Thank you so much.
I'm so glad I could fill that pit in your stomach, Rebecca.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.